welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. Hello, Mama.
Hello, darling Dada.
We're Christine Marie. I'm Julie.
Hi, Julie. I'm Christine Marie.
And I wanted to say thank you for listening to our program. And yes, we hope that it gives you an hour of joy, feeling part of the family, a little bit of laughter.
Yes.
We know that your time is busy, and we hope that you're cycling as you're listening to us.
Yes, you're Pelotoning.
Yes.
Or is that an actual verb?
Or you're in the car.
You're Pelotoning.
It's a new word. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they appreciate you using that word, Pelotoning.
You know, you get up in the morning in your, like, million-dollar home.
Yes.
You got a small baby, but it's a perfect baby.
Right.
You get up and you get on your bike, and you turn on the computer and you see that person giving you like quotes from the Bible.
Right.
It's a great day to be alive, Jesus said.
All right, now, listen, you're listening to us. Okay, now, get off your ass.
Get off
pedal,
your ass.
Pedal, 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 pedal. Hello, everyone. Let me tell you about what I've done this week and make you happy.
Why do they call it Pedal-ton? Pedal-a-ton.
Oh, my God. That's, you know what? Off-brand. I love it.
Yeah.
That'll be our generic one.
Yes.
It'll be half the price. It'll be just people from different walks of life that maybe shouldn't be coaching Peloton, but they're the ones coaching you like, hey, if I can get my lazy ass on this bike, so can you.
I remember this one person said she was going to go soul cycling, which, yeah, and she was like, I'm keeping up with everybody. And then the coach or the trainer goes, okay, everybody up. And they all got up off their seats. And then she said, I tried, and she goes, about after 5 seconds, I started seeing spots before my eyes. And then I saw my dead grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma. And she goes, get back down on that seat. You're not coming yet. Yeah. You're not coming to see me.
You're not the type of girl that bikes off your seat just quite yet.
Yes.
Give yourself another 6 months. You know, I mean, listen, they are all the Peloton commercial girls and boys.
Yes.
They all have a body fat ratio that's like, you know,
yeah,
that's like supreme, you yeah know.
It's they like, they sink. They don't float.
No, they sink. Yes, yeah, exactly. They exactly. You know, you're not grabbing on for them for dear
no
life. They're taking you down. They're not buoyant at all.
They do not act as a life preserver.
Now, me, when the plane crashes. I'll be like, oh, yeah, just hold on to me, people.
Just everybody hold on.
I've got two life preservers right here on the top of my chest. They'll float. We'll float for vials.
Those are called Dolly Partons.
Yes, except for the fact that there's now sharks in our oceans more than ever. You know, and last night.
Don't bring me down.
I know. But if I had people hanging on to me, I would just like go, well, okay, you guys are going first.
Yeah. You be the chum.
Yeah, exactly.
Or in this case, the chumps.
The chumps, yes. I'll be the one that keeps you all afloat. And if we have to lose some dead weight, we got to lose some dead weight. Yeah. It's what it is, people.
What's that dead weight called? It's called...
I want to say chalice, but no.
Ballast.
Ballast, that's yeah it. That's it. Not chalice. That's not good. That's not good.
That's where the host of Jesus are stored.
Yes.
In the chalice.
Which we've been doing every day.
Yes, I'm happy. Still doing
yes
it.
Except now I'm to the point where we don't do it together.
No, it's so
our
sad.
Our schedule's really just yeah off right now.
Julie, but I'm so sad about that.
Are you? But I'm taking a swig right from the bottle of wine.
You are. You do?
Yeah.
He's like in the morning, he's like, give me that bottle like, of wine.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the body of Christ. And
bottle
the blood
of wine, fruit of the wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna make me get sober?
Nah. Wine, I would have no problem giving up wine. It's it's just, well, I you know, but yeah, I'm doing it, and it's great, yada, yeah, yada, yada.
So, Jules, can we just take a little second before you start? I know you've got lots of things planned for the show today.
Yes, I do.
Can we just take a little second to say that Normano, my husband, your father, he's on our hit list and our shit list?
Yes.
Yeah. First thing he did yesterday was he went out a couple of weeks ago and bought himself a machete.
Right.
I mean, he's got all the tools he could ever want, mm-hmm, but this one he just had to have.
Which is so interesting because I wouldn't have thought that you can go to Menards or Walmart and
just like, get a machete.
Machete, like that would be the. And
he went to Menards and said, "I want a machete."
Yeah,
he didn't even have to sign for it.
No,
you know, I mean, to me, it's more dangerous than a gun. If I saw a kid coming to school in high school with a machete,
I'd be much more worried about that guy yeah than the guy with the gun.
He's yeah like, "Hey, that guy's a tutu,
yeah,
or a hutsu, or something like that."
That's right.
I don't know. But anyway, so we're in the backyard and we're Norm's doing some you know, tree work. Mm-hmm. And he's using the clippers and everything, and then he decides to get his machete. And actually, it's working pretty good for mm-hmm. the stuff that he's wanting to do. And but then he is using our wheelbarrow, and he notices it has a flat tire.
Right.
And all of a sudden, everything just stops dead in the water.
Because like, he only has to move the limbs about,
yeah,
I don't know, 50 feet.
At the most.
So, but he needs the wheelbarrow.
It's an actual thing for him. It's an event.
Right, okay.
I mean, you have to realize that right. This is not just, it's an event for him.
Right.
Because he has to be all roasty toasty. He has to have big jackets on, gloves. It's like a whole dealio.
Right.
So, okay, so he notices that the tire is flat. And this puts him in a frenzy a little bit. He doesn't know what to do. And I go, well, I have an idea because I'm a smart person and I never go anywhere without my trusty cans of Fix-A-Flat. So I just literally reach back behind me where I know I keep my Fix-A-Flat.
Right.
And I pull a big old can out of a Fix-A-Flat out. And he's like, what? This is so awesome. And then for the next 15 to 20 minutes, we tried to get the can, the thing, whatever, right. off the can.
Right.
What is it called? You know, the cap off the can.
Right.
And we can't do it.
Right.
And to the right of him is like, he's getting frustrated. I try. I can't do it. I need a millennial to probably figure this one out. I don't know. But this is not how we thought it would work. But then he goes, I have a machete. and so he starts, he's bending over. He's got the Fix-A-Flat kind of like bending over, and it's kind of like near his, you know, penis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's sticking. So,
I can see his picture. It's like, okay, go
and
ahead.
And he's taking the machete. And he's,
of course he
and
is.
And he's swiping at the cap.
Just like a you know, professional with a champagne bottle.
Yeah.
You know how they take
just
a
like
knife.
Just like that.
And they try and knock the
yeah.
yes, just
except
like that.
That it's near his penis.
Yes.
And at this point, then I go, this things could go south.
Which they've already, in my mind, they've already have.
Yeah, and I call you up.
Yes.
You want to say what I told you on the phone?
Well, first you said, can you come outside, please? Because, you know, we've got a flat tire. We need to get with a can. And I'm like, oh, no. And you go, can you come out, please? I go, and I'm actually doing some stuff. I go, well, why? Usually I don't ask a what question, why? Because I'm like, well, mom called. I can go out, you know, and so forth. But I go, so why? And they're like, well, your father has a machete and almost he's going to whack off his wiener. And I go, oh, fuck. So my dad
has a
machete.
You said, Jesus.
No, I go, Jesus, my Christ. I go, of course I'm going to come out because my dad's going to whack off his wiener.
With a machete.
With a machete. I'm like, this is not how my Saturday is supposed to go. Yeah. But oh, well.
So Julie comes running out. And was I not right?
Yeah.
Did he not have the machete in the whacking off the wiener position?
Well, he also had, and also in this compressed air can, there were lots of marks of machete marks on it.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the hell? It's like, and I'm sure at that
and
moment.
It was windy. Can you imagine a spark coming from that compressed air?
Oh,
it
would horrible.
It would have been bigger than the California fires.
I don't know about that. Possibly. Possibly. Good reference. I like how you're keeping it real. Keeping it real. Exactly. And then you said, Julie, do you think you could figure this can out? And then I go, well, I took the lid, and I twisted it off, and I go, here it is. And like, oh, what are we doing wrong? I go, well, see this black part here that you thought was part of the lid? That's just a seal. It not meant to come off. You were trying to literally take apart the can.
Yes.
The lid just snaps off. I'm like, oh.
And then I cried.
And then I felt a little bit smarter because I was partaking in, what's that German word?
Freudenscheider.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I felt a little bit smarter because dad was a little bit dumber. But then I go, wait a minute, Julie, don't feel that way.
We always think of, we're really, rather than the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, we're really more Molary and Curly.
100%. That's who we are, Molary and Curly. And it's like, okay, that's good. Let's get it.
And the
out.
Second reason we're kind of upset with Normano, your father, is can I say how this today went with this morning?
Yes.
We're up early.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just chatting, and I think, well, let's just play a quick game of Scrabble before the day begins.
Right.
And so we do. I win, of course.
Of course.
And then I'm closing up shop, and I go, well, I want to show you something. Because before I went to bed last night, when I was checking my emails, I always check our Amazon board, which mm-hmm. is the board that we get our Amazon loads.
Which we've said we are no longer doing.
Yes.
Because they have screwed us out of our money. Yeah.
Like $500 so far this year.
Well, and it's not our main bread and butter.
No.
We wanted to get involved in it. We thought it would be kind of interesting.
Fun.
And something different in the midst of doing 100 other things, right? But we kind of put them in a way because they've really.
Yeah, you know what? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
But we let you fool three times. Because it's a delayed fool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know you're being fooled.
How about there's no fool like an old fool?
Yeah. So they've mastered the delaying of the fool. Yeah. So that before you know it, you're like, son of a bitch, they fooled me four times and I didn't know it.
I just did like 2,000 miles for them.
Yeah. And I'm now you're saying that, you know, hey, this was canceled. Yeah, you canceled it after I arrived.
Yeah. My God, it's crazy.
Crazy.
It is.
It's crazy.
So anyway, so how this went down was before I went to bed, I went on Amazon Relay Board, and Norm, there were 81 loads available in our Chicago area. I go, I have never seen that much. I think I've seen maybe 30 at the most, and that's been wild. And there was like 81, and I go, let's see how many there are still available this morning. And there was 80.
Right.
And so he's just looking at him. He goes, look, there's a Rockford to Rockford one.
Oh, time out, though. You did give it to me, right?
Yes.
They ask you what driver to.
No, I did not fill that out.
Why didn't you fill that out?
I don't know. I didn't. Oh, my God. Okay. Now what do I do?
Nothing. I'll do it afterwards.
I'll go back and do it, right?
Did they ask you what driver you wanted?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I didn't book it fully then.
Okay. That's fine.
We should check and see.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. So anyway, this was a Rockford to Rockford, which is like primo for us.
Right.
And it starts at 5 o'clock today, and you're done by 10, and it paid very, very well.
Right.
And so he's like, "Let's book this." I go, "Norm, we don't deal with them anymore. They messed us. They effed us up.
Right.
We're not doing it." He goes, "No, let's get back in their good graces."
Right.
And I go, "You sure you want to do this?" He goes, "No, I'm really sure." So I book it. And Julie's walking in the house at the same time, and as soon as I book it, he goes, "Julie." And she goes, "What?" He goes, "You got to take this load." And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "Norm, you never said anything about Julie.
Right.
She's got stuff to do." He goes, "But she has to be the one to do it because I have to make sure it goes perfectly. And me being not technologically savvy,
I might
screw it up."
Right.
So all of a sudden you walk in and your Sunday evening is...
Right. My whole Sunday day is gone.
Yeah, it's really, because you had different plans.
I had completely different plans. And on the other hand... You know, it's good to take this load. It's not a bad load if they screw me on it. It's not like going to, you know, Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, okay, I'm going to intend to do this load. And it's interesting because in my mind, I've been like playing with different ways of making extra money. And I'm like, well, you know.
It's not enough for you to be treasurer of our utility district, Julie?
Well, in my mind, I'm making residual money. So, you know, in some ways, this is not the right criteria, but it is. It's a perfect day. If it was snowing or anything else, I would have said, "No, hell, fuck no, screw that." You know, it's also a perfect load. It's just what a good load is. So.
But I'm just saying, he's just a little bit on our shit list right now,
right? Because he planned my day without, you know.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love how you said that.
Yeah, which is fine. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. He planned my night last night. We had to watch this crappy movie called Fractured, and it was a deus ex machina.
Yeah.
Is that how I pronounce
it? Now, why do you say that? Because it said that in the movie. This is what it is.
No, I just know it is because it was a movie that had a very forced ending.
Oh, okay.
Remember it said it's when you read the definition to me?
Yes.
It's a contrived ending.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I've known that word, but I didn't ever know. It's a Latin word. and I never knew how to actually pronounce it. I used to say Deux Ex Machina.
Right.
But I think we asked the dictionary, and it says Deux Ex Machina.
Now, I want to know why we assume the dictionary is right, since it's just an electronic algorithm, you know, saying it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm curious.
Oh, well, I know. That's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, exactly. But so, Fracture, I feel like I've seen this movie. Is it a recent movie?
No, I don't know if it is or not. But
can you give me a synopsis
definitely
real quick?
Is foreign. In 1 minute, I can tell you. Man driving in car stops at a weird gas station, supposedly in Minnesota, but everybody's name ends in SKY or okay. SKI.
Got it.
You know, like, so we... Anyway, and it's a weird gas station, and the wife goes in to go to the bathroom. The little girl gets out of the car, and he's looking in the back seat for something that got lost. And all of a sudden, there's a dog that comes, and she gets scared, and she falls off a cliff. And
he's the daughter?
The little girl. And he goes to try and catch her before she falls off, and then he falls off the cliff. And so And what ensues is some kind of weird, they run to the hospital, they're trying to get her, you know, a CAT scan and whatever, and they take the wife and the kid to the lower level, and they won't let him come because only one person can come at a time. And then he's there all day, and they go, and he goes, where's my daughter? We don't even, nobody's here under that name. We don't, you know, and so... there's this whole thing, and he can't find his daughter, and la da da da. Finally, he breaks the door down, and he's all drugged up. But he gets to the lower level, and he finds his wife, and they're just about to take organs from them. And he grabs the kid off the table, throws the wife in a wheelchair, and just breaks out of the thing and throws him in the car, and you know. He takes out of there as fast as he can, and then he starts singing like the rainbow song because he's so happy that he's got his wife and his kid. But basically, he's got dead bodies back in the back seat of the car.
Oh, geez,
because they were dead.
Oh, did the wife die? Did they kill
him? The wife died because she came down where the hill.
Uh huh.
And she was like, what did you do to our daughter? And she's beating on him, and he pushes her away, and she lands on a pitchfork.
Oh, Jesus.
And so she dies.
Oh, Jesus. And that's a fun way of, you know, fun thing to do on a Saturday night, watch this movie.
Yeah. But before that, what I chose was An Hour of Jim Gaffigan, who I laughed out loud with. You know what? Sometimes, like, okay, the night before I watched Dion Cole,
right,
his hour comedy, I laughed out loud. He's cute. He's darling. I loved his sense of humor. It's not as dark as Chappelle.
Right.
But, I mean, he's fun to look at as right. well. He moves his body well. So I enjoyed that hour. And then Jim Gaffigan's totally different, but a great, great humorist. You
right.
know? And that's how I would have spent my Sunday night. I would have been done.
Right.
Let's watch this movie.
Yeah.
And then,
got your left with a bad taste in your mouth, and you're like, well, great.
Yeah. Thank you, Norm.
Thank you, Norm. So he's just horrible this weekend.
What for the heck?
Yeah. He's just playing everybody's life and failing at it.
Yeah. How dare you take
And I get to blame him for it. Which is so, I'm the catbird seat, really.
we both are.
Yeah.
Because we get to blame him for everything.
Yeah. There's something better than saying to yourself, this part of my life at this moment, I did not choose anything. Therefore, I take zero responsibility for it. Life is good. If it goes to shit, I'm going to be so happy.
Yeah. It's his fault.
Now, I'm using my words to state what I really want. I want my day to go well. It's a beautiful day. I'll go hang out with Doug. Then I'll go do this load. And then I'll try and get my stuff done beforehand. All this good stuff.
I thought you were doing it. You had a lot to do yesterday, too. You did all your
stuff
yesterday.
Well, if I would have known that today would have turned out like this, I might have did it differently yesterday.
Oh,
but
okay.
But it's all good.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm more angry with myself because of leaving my work to do for my LLUD, you know, to the end of the day, you know, and so forth.
Got it.
But that's okay.
I think for sure, though, we don't go to Jellystone.
Sure.
And you go do your work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yada, yada, yada. And so, well, anyway, Mom's looking at me really funny. She's like, well, whatever, Julie.
Oh, no, I just closed my eyes for a second.
Well, you always think that you do the radio show with your eyes closed, but you really don't. You really do look at me most of the time.
I just don't see you.
You just don't see me. You're just like in a different space.
Yeah.
And I understand that because sometimes when you're looking at someone, you feel differently than when you're just closing your eyes and focusing on it. Well, it was interesting because this week last weekend I saw The Joker. And
oh, can I say something first?
Yes, go for it.
We were in Sterling.
Yes.
And they were a double feature at the Sterling Theater. Uh-huh. Not yours, but this little small one.
Yeah.
And it was, oh my God, what's the other movie that's out? It was a comedy, or it was a double feature, and it was Joker, and is there a Batman or something out, or no? It was something else, but it was like, and now that I knew that you had seen Joker,
yes.
I went, this could be the most worst match possible.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Why would they
remember the name of it.
Oh, that's so funny. Like Lion King, because that would be horrible.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was something like that. Frozen 2 and the Joker. And the little kids are going, ah!
Or what if it would have been Joker and It, which, you know, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Because it's still, you know, two clown stories.
Yeah.
And
true.
You know, but both long, off-kilter, not appropriate for anybody under the age of 15. Yeah, really.
Did we talk about Joker last week? We didn't.
No, we didn't. But anyway, the reason why I'm bringing it up, I told Doug after the movie, I said, it's either the worst movie I ever saw or the best movie I ever saw. I'm not sure which one.
Oops.
And he goes,
that's an oops.
Yeah. He goes, well, really? I loved it. He goes, what didn't you like about it? I go, I don't like how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Because I just feel sad.
Yeah.
I just feel sad.
If something leaves you with that kind of I can't remember. It was that Mary Tyler Moore movie where both
Ordinary People.
Yeah.
Everybody,
you're like, ooh, Ordinary People, Academy Award. All this. I went, ugh, I just didn't.
I saw it. I guess what? Yes, that's reality. Reality sucks. I don't want to spend 3 hours of my life watching people's life disintegrate.
Yeah.
People die. Yeah, get it. Oh, that's wonderful. Or I remember Ordinary People. Yeah. Ordinary lives, guess what? They're sometimes filled with tragedy.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't want to spend my 3 hours in a tragedy.
You want to hear tragedy, though? Watch Live PD.
Yes.
On 118.
Yeah.
Live PD.
Yes.
They got 18 cameras everywhere, and then they go to, let's go to some bumfuck North Dakota, and, you know, poor guys, like, you know, they said, you want a new car, come to the police station.
Right.
And he goes, and they just are waiting for him to arrest him, and it's like, oh
my God.
Dang.
And you go, this is a number one show.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on.
I can see why.
There's nothing going on.
Yes, there is. Everybody's a criminal.
Everybody, and it's mostly men, though, right?
Oh yeah. This one guy,
testosterone fucks us.
They got him for something, and he's, you know, they get him out of the car, and he's like, yeah, I got a blunt on me. I'm so sorry. And the guy goes, at least you cop into it.
Right.
You know, and he's like, well, this could be quick. We'll just get you in and
blunt
out.
Blunt meaning a marijuana cigarette?
Blunt, yes.
Okay.
Come on, Jules.
Well, no, I'm saying what the big deal is.
Exactly. That's how they're going. Like, no biggie. Yeah. And then they're searching in him stuff, and he's like, got anything in your pocket? No, just a pack of cigarettes. Yes. And your cell phone. Okay. And he gets down to his ankle, and he goes, you're wearing a ankle bracelet. He goes, oh, yeah. So you're out of the house.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
Jeez.
Now we have a problem.
Here's the problem. Yeah. Now, someone would see this guy and go, okay, this guy's got, he will be a lifelong criminal only because he really makes, he's probably harmless.
Yeah.
But he makes such horrible decisions.
Horrible decisions.
Horrible decisions. You know?
Yes.
I mean, probably has a year of ankle bracelets, and that's too much.
Yeah,
he may have been abused as a child and maybe got hit in the head a couple times and have high anxiety.
Yeah,
where some people might go, I have so much anxiety, I can't leave my house. He's like, I have so much anxiety, I can't be in my house, I can't be in closed spaces.
Right,
I gotta be buzzed. I gotta be on. You know.
Yeah,
but this guy and because every cop in the world knows him. They're like, oh, there's Frank. Doesn't he have a bracelet on? Yeah. Like, oh, geez, what's he doing out of his house? Oh, come on. Yeah.
It was kind of interesting, too. There was one, this was in California.
Yeah.
And it was kind of in a trailer park.
Yeah.
And the cop, you know, says, get out of the car.
Right.
And he loses, one of the passenger gets out and runs.
Right.
But the other guy, he makes him get on his knees, hold his hands up in the air, and the guy's Spanish.
Right.
And he's waiting for a cop that speaks Spanish, and he goes, stay on your knees, don't move, keep your hands up in the air. And so they're really giving this guy a hard time, and people are kind of coming out of the trailer park looking mm-hmm. at stuff, and obviously it's real Mexican or Spanish, whatever you want to say, and they're like, no. So they get a cop that speaks to this guy, you know, yeah. Spanish, and they're telling the people, stay in your house, we got guns out here.
Right.
They're like, now there's like five or six cars.
Right.
There's like big cops with rifles and stuff.
Right.
With this one guy. And somebody gets the bright idea that all these people that have these car alarms, they start turning their car alarms on.
Okay.
In this trailer park. And now the cops are getting their ears blasted out.
Yep.
It was kind of wild.
Yeah.
And they're like, look what they're doing to us.
Yeah.
Oh, they think they can, you know. Like,
yeah.
So it was kind of cool.
I'm like, yeah, dude, you're bringing in cameras so that we can be seen in a certain light on national TV.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah.
You know, most of us in here are trying to make a living, taking care of our family. And guess what? We're not going to make it a little easier.
Selling a little ounce of crack with these little bags and they have little scales.
Well, I'm not sure everybody in the trailer park is selling crack. I'm just saying.
All right, Jules.
I mean, I know that's your first... The place isn't just called Crack Heaven. I mean, you know, how easy is it for the cops to come in? Let's go check out that place. There's got to be crack there. Why? It's called Crack Heaven. I'm like, oh, well, I guess you're right.
You're right.
There might be some crack there, you know. And then I love the fact that these guys all know how to use their car alarms because none of our cars have car alarms at work.
No.
So, I mean, really? I mean,
this one, there was a girl, though.
Yeah.
And this was kind of a sad story, though.
Yeah.
She had a little 4-year-old in the car. And a boyfriend, not the baby's daddy.
Of course, yeah.
And she got caught in a stolen car.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had her out, and they had her across the hood of the car and everything. And there was the baby was in there, and they had all these cars. And they said, who'd you steal the car from? And I guess it was Grandma.
Aww.
Grandma had her car stolen, reported stolen.
Her
granddaughter had taken it. And so it's kind of tragic.
Very tragic.
Grandma's 80.
And probably, and grandma has to watch her granddaughter.
Yeah, probably. Or great-granddaughter, probably.
Oh, see, here's the thing. These people do not need prison. They need literally...
Daycare.
That would help.
Daycare.
They really need like a life plan. Like someone going, okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to give me, I'm going to give you 2 hours of my time, and you're going to spew out all the shit that happened to you.
Yeah.
We're going to get it all out in the open. And then we're going to come up with a plan. Yeah. A viable plan that we're going to tweak.
You know, Jill, I love this because I picture you doing this for people.
I mean,
whether they follow it or not is another thing.
They're not going to follow it because you know what? Plans
are
fucking
they're going to go away from you with a piece of paper in their hand, which is called their life plan.
No, with just the next tweak. A life plan ain't worth it.
Mm.
But the next tweak, however, the truth is those kind of plans, they're boring. They require redundancy and doing things, the exact same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
They don't require, and if you don't have a car, which we know people who don't have cars because that's their life. I mean, like, and guess what? They don't have to think about stealing a car.
They're millennials.
They don't do, they like, yeah.
If they I just call an Uber.
Or they take it on their bike. Or they take how many guys do we see in Dixon, Illinois cycling? And they're not wearing helmets. And they're dressed, you know, like they're going to the bar.
Clothes, yeah.
Yeah. Because they lost their car.
Yeah.
But they're making the right decision.
Yeah.
Which is like, hey, I can't drive now.
I got to take the bike to the bar.
I got to take the bike to the bar.
Yeah.
You know? But they're making it work.
That's true.
It's they're making...
They're complying.
They're complying.
Yeah.
And so whatever reason, this girl... You know, like, I can borrow grandma's car. She won't mind. Yeah. Well, did you tell grandma?
Yeah.
Did you tell grandma when she was sleeping?
Yeah, when she's 80 years old, like, you know.
Did you remind her on the refrigerator saying, hey, grandma,
I
took your car. You said yes. Wink, wink. We know that's not true. I just assumed that you weren't going to mind. Like, come on, girl.
You grandma's know? Got a car.
Grandma, yeah. Well, grandma's got a car because she doesn't want to sell it. You know, she ain't driving anywhere. I don't think. I don't know. I just called my aunt the other day, and she's like, hi, Julie. I can't talk right now. I'm driving. You're 85 years old and you're driving while talking on the cell phone. Love it. Love it. So, I mean, she's with it. She's doing it.
Yeah.
I trust her.
Yeah.
You
know. Heck yeah.
So can I go back to my Joker thing?
Yes.
Okay.
No, Josie, can't.
Well, I mean, you kind of took me on this
path. I didn't mean to.
No, that's fine. I appreciate it. So Joaquin did a great job acting.
Joaquin
Phoenix, however you pronounce his first name. Great actor. I love
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Phoenix.
I like the fact that he... I don't know if I like the fact that men are allowed to do this or do I feel it's sexist because, you know, his face looks real, real. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got deep crevices. He looks like you said, you can see the pain on his face.
Yes.
Okay. Just now, like they may have enhanced it with makeup and so forth. That's fine. But he is intentionally playing the role of a disenfranchised, mentally ill person who falls through the cracks. And literally everything that life can throw at him, life is throwing at him.
Did you say he was intentionally playing that role?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. At least it wasn't unintentional.
No, basically, yes, it wasn't unintentional. There's nothing like reading in between the lines. No, this guy's mentally ill. He's not mentally ill in a big, bad way. Like in a sense of, if he just would have gotten some treatment along the way and just been shown kindness along the way, it could have turned out a whole different way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Unabomber. You know, if he wasn't given, you know, LSD treatment when he was in Harvard or where the hell he was at, he might have turned out a whole different way.
Might have been a different story.
Yeah. But it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, and so... I there were moments I'm crying in the theater.
Yeah.
And Doug's like, what's going on? I go, this is such a sad movie. Yeah. If it gets any sadder, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it.
Yeah, you can't take it.
I go, this is just so effing depressing.
The ads on the TV for the movie say that it is bold.
Sure, bold.
Bold.
Bold. Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
You know. And
role of a lifetime.
Yeah. No, he's had roles of his lifetime. This is just another role. You know, and then I have to hear people compare him to
Matthew McConaughey.
No. No.
Do you want to know why I said that?
No, go for it. Tell me.
Because there's only a few actors in Hollywood that get really skinny for roles.
And that's him.
He's one of them.
Yeah, and Christian Bale. He's skinny. No, but he got real. No, I wouldn't compare. Maybe Christian Bale. I get that.
Okay, yeah. Christian Bale.
But
Matthew McConaughey when he has AIDS.
Yes, exactly. And he did get real. He got
Christian
oddly,
Bale when he has AIDS.
He got oddly skinny.
Yeah.
And his body looks weird skinny, you know, because he's got this really protruded chest. It's very odd. Mm. And I asked Doug, I go, do you think he is being altered, you know, afterwards? Like in
CGI.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but then... So I left, I go, and we talked about it a little bit. Now, but so days are passing, and I'm hearing people talk about the Joker and their experience with the Joker. And,
oh, yeah?
And they're finding it, they're like, oh, you know, because the Joker talks about he never felt seen until after he started, you know, fighting back in some sense. Mm-hmm. And there's a lion there, and like, oh, will this mean people will take up arms and start killing people? I'm like, dude, no one is going to kill someone because of this movie. And if they do, it's because they're already planning.
Disenfranchised.
They're planning it already.
Yeah.
They're planning it already. It wasn't even his job to get a gun. I mean, someone gave him a gun. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. All the bad luck. What's that German word for bad luck?
Frisenheisen.
Something like that. And you're just going, oh, and going, and if there is one like this, there's 20 like this, right? People like this. And you just feel so sad, incredibly sad. And then you go, you know, you want to help, and you go, but yeah, I don't want to be caught in their web, you know, because it would be just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But so I'm here now, time has passed, and I'm hearing people talk about the Joker and this and that. And then I heard someone mention this, that a news report came out that since the Joker came in, if you go to Pornhub, clown porn has gone up like 800%.
What?
I go, first off,
clown porn.
I didn't know there was clown porn. Second off, I'm thinking
who studies statistics? Wait, hold on. We just have got word that porn is up 800%. Excuse me, clown porn.
Yeah,
up 800%.
Well, first of all, Pornhub is probably noticing the blurb, and they're like, going, "Hey, this is newsworthy. We can be mentioned in 100 different news media by just mentioning this." Now, the other thing is, I didn't leave I mean, first off, porn, clown porn, I'm like, my mind is now completely open to this. Because then you're like going, is it orgies in a little car? Because mm-hmm. that would be hysterical. How many people can fit into a little tiny clown car and have an orgy? I'm curious. That would be funny. is it funny porn or is it sad porn?
Is it a sad clown or yeah. a happy clown?
But here's the other truth. I swear to you, I did not leave the Joker or Joker, whatever the hell it's called, and think to myself, I am so incredibly horny right now. I just can't wait to go onto Pornhub and look up clown porn. This is amazing. Doug didn't get lucky that night. I mean, none of that happened. It was more like, I am so incredibly sad. This is the most depressing thing I've ever seen. Yes, he did a good job acting. I don't know if I wasted my Sunday night. What the hell, you know, or all this stuff. But then I go, wait a minute. It's out also with another crazy ass clown.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, you got two movies with clowns in them, mm-hmm. unconventional clowns. Mm-hmm. It's not like...
What does that mean?
Not the goofy clown. I don't know. Like there is no really conventional clown.
The water comes out of the flower on your shirt.
Right, which they're never... That's just a stereotype. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A stereotype of a clown. Sorry.
Right. Instead, you've got... Pennywise, I think that's the clown's name in it.
Yes.
Who I'm not really sure. If you're a spirit... Do you come back as that kind of clown? But I guess you kind of can. If you come back as anything, I'm not even sure what Pennywise is.
I want to know what Pennywise is in the LGBTQ community.
I don't know what... I think clowns can be whatever they want.
They're C. They're CLs.
And it could be also non-sexual. Because I don't think of clowns as being sexual in any sense of the word.
Well, you have to. You can be questioning and not be sexual about it.
So that's clowns are just clowns. We'll just put them in there. LGBTQ...
CL.
Yeah. And I'm sure the LGBTQ people are like, thank you. Screw you, Julie. Screw you, Christine. What the hell? I go, first of all, I place myself into that category. I question all the time.
Yeah. We're just questioners.
I'm questioners. I question myself. I go, you know what?
I question Peloton.
Yeah.
I like Peloton.
Yeah. And you like it because you like the small seat up your coochie. I know you.
I like the big seat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Come to Pedal Town. We offer the big seat.
That's right. We're now Pedal Town.
and our trainer wears clown makeup.
Exactly, to make you happy.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Pedal clown.
Yes. So, like I said, I just thought, and so I kept thinking to myself, like, you know, I wonder, like, when other movies come out, does Pornhub, or is it Hub Porn? I think it's Pornhub, right? Mm-hmm. You know, do they have a spike in other things? Like when the Fast and the Furious comes out, you know, is it, you know, you know, muscle cars and, you know, an infatuation? You know, I mean, like, I'm just curious.
Sex and muscle cars.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, when it's a Jack Ryan movie comes out, you know, it's like, oh, you know, like army guys and fatigues or whatever, spy thrillers and, you know, and porn. Are we just... Is our brain now wired to take
anything? For anything, we turn into porn.
Right. And then, like, when The Color Purple was out, did they have to like that? You know, Whoopi Goldberg and porn. Like, why not? You know? I mean, come on. I mean, I'm just trying to figure this out. Yeah. You know,
you're trying to figure out what's the connection between life and porn.
Yes. Why? Why did people leave
I was
Joker
watching Lisa Ling last night. Life with Lisa Ling on CNN.
Yeah.
She was doing porn. She was doing it all about porn. And this one guy who started a porn recovery website or actual business, but it's, you know, to help people recover from their addiction to porn. And he said that the biggest people that need help right now, the age group is 8 to 12.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Parents, you are not watching your 8 to 12-year-olds if they are addicted to porn.
And so Lisa went right to the source. She went to an actual porn star who's getting her master's degree in journalism.
Oh, of course she is.
And she's, you know, studying.
Good for her.
But she's still going. She has to pay for college. Mm-hmm. So she's still being a porn star.
And she was saying, honey, if you don't want to be a porn star more, take out a student loan.
Yeah, she can't do it, Jill.
She can't take out a student
loan. She doesn't want to live at that kind of debt afterwards.
No.
You know, just like every other millennial. But anyway, she said when she heard that the 8 to 12-year-old thing, she was like appalled. And she said, you know, parents, you should be watching your children. Because if you see porn as your first sexual experience.
Yeah, you're screwed up.
And you think that that's it. She goes, you're going to be screwed up. She goes, yeah. First of all, nobody in real life looks like this.
Right.
And she said, you don't see what happens off camera. She goes, before we do a scene, which may take a long time, we negotiate.
Right.
I negotiate with the people who are going to be in it, what I'm willing to do, what they're willing to do, how, and she goes, you don't see it, that though on the actual thing.
Oh my God.
Because
yeah.
So you just assume that everybody wants your, you know what.
Right. You're right about that because, okay,
that was
Playboy,
a good point she
made. It was a good point. And I'm thinking, too, I bet she gets weirded out thinking that an 8-year-old boy's watching her.
Yeah.
When she thinks about it, it's like, oh, 50-year-old. She's probably negotiating her mind. Oh, this is for 50-year-old men. They've been married a long time. They can get their rocks off on me. That's no problem. Mm-hmm. But then thinking about an 8-year-old boy watching you, mm-hmm. it's like, I couldn't have imagined. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't do porn ever again.
Yeah. What do you do then? You know?
Yeah.
How do you live with yourself?
Well, and then, but... You just compartmentalize it all, I guess.
You have to. I mean, we're good at that, aren't we, as a society?
But my God, parents, you're going to have to put filters on your computer. You're 8-year-olds, and if you tell yourself that they're not getting it from my house or getting it someplace else, mm-hmm. then you're going to have to, I don't know. But then this leads
8 to 12, and they were interviewing some of the little 8-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
And they were, you know, willing to talk off camera, you know,
right.
behind
well,
the screen.
Well, I don't want to see an 8-year-old.
And one guy,
anyway.
One little guy goes, yeah, he goes, I didn't even know, because I guess he was masturbating quite a bit,
yeah.
you know, because of the porn. And he said, I could not stop myself. He goes, my penis was raw.
Oh, Jesus.
But I still, he goes, it was bloody.
Oh,
but I still had to masturbate. Oh. And I'm like, what do we do?
What do we do as
like a
10-year-old
addicted to porn?
This is horrible.
To masturbating.
Well, I mean, this is what happens then because.
And they had to go on a 30-day program.
Of course.
And he said that this one, the guy that has the site, he's like in his 20s. And what helped him, he said, he actually found a person that said to him, look, how about you not do anything for 7 days? No
right.
porn, no masturbation. And he went, what?
What, 7 days?
Because he was doing it like 7 times a day.
Right.
And so he tried it for 7 days. And he said, my mind got clearer. I made better decisions.
Aww.
I felt healthier. I started sleeping better. And he goes, well, wait a minute. And so he named his website Pro or Flat. Fop, no, FEP, FLEP,
FAB,
I forget what it's called, but he goes, the reason I call it this is because when I was reading sexual comic books and people were having sex, they would have this sound, like, I can't make the sound of it with my cheek.
Yeah, okay.
Like that. And it was like FLEP, 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 FLEP. And so he called his website that flip, 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 flip.
Oh, Jesus, that's stupid.
No.
That's stupid. Well, dude, it's
helping a lot of people. Julie.
I was saying that it's not good for Google AdWords or Google, you know, for, you know.
Yeah. I'd like to know the sound of sex, please.
Yeah.
As a Paul Simon and Garfunkel song.
Exactly.
And within the sound of sex.
And see, here's the thing. When we were growing up, it was just Playboy. And maybe some softcore.
Yeah.
You know,
it was
softer,
Playboy.
Harder,
and then what was the next one? Penthouse.
Right. So I get it.
And then the worst one was Hustler in those days.
And then we listen to Dan Savage.
We sure do.
And just because, first off.
Just because, like this week, guess what we heard this week from Dan Savage? In one question, a girl said, butthole. Probably about 20 times.
Literally.
We're not joking. We started laughing.
We started laughing because we're going, oh, she is intentionally designing a question to say this word. And if she gets not, they're all going to have a drinking game about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally almost felt that they saw people drinking a shot.
Every time she said butthole.
And I'm like, really? and then once again, I wasn't turned on by it. I'm like, whatever.
Luckily I had my vomit bags out.
Yeah.
But Dan suggested, he goes, look, you know, you.
And then he said the word butthole about
three
or four times.
He loves saying butthole.
Yeah.
But then he said, and she was, her problem was, she felt bad. She felt sad because everybody around her, girls, were putting fingers in their boyfriend's buttholes.
Right.
And she just could not bring herself to do it.
Right.
And she said morally she has a problem in that she felt like she was not able to fulfill her boyfriend's need.
Right.
Dan said, there are things that you can buy
right.
called butt plugs. I think that's what they're called.
Yes, go. Yes, go.
And you buy these things, and then you can put the butt plugs
right.
of your boyfriend's butt. This is what Dan Savage said.
Right.
But he did say there was a caveat.
Right.
He said, but be careful, because if your boyfriend has an orgasm that's pretty powerful, the butt plug flies out of his butt, and it can be weaponized.
Yeah.
And you got, and then who has that job of cleaning up?
Right. Who do I see about that? It's just crazy. See, now, here's the thing. Remember the good old days when guys were just happy because they got some?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, my God.
To first base.
Yeah, they're like, I got some. Like, oh, thank God. Now it's like, I don't know. This is not
helping. What is first base, by the way? Would you think? I think first base is like side boob.
No, I think first base is just kissing.
Kissing. Sorry.
I think second base
on the cheek.
Second base is anything in the boob area above clothes.
Yeah.
Third base.
Oh, no. I don't think so, Jules. I would say side boob if you're lucky.
No, third base is under clothes.
Oh, okay.
And then fourth base is like you get a home run. You get to have sex.
But then where does BJ's come
they
in?
They don't come in anywhere because this is 50 talk.
50, 60 years ago,
yeah.
There was no BJ's.
No. Well, what,
that was birthdays.
Yes, it was after. Literally, BJ's were done after you were married.
You
for
were
sure.
married. You had rings on your fingers.
Yes.
And
I
it was a special day.
The day that changed, I listened to Dr.
Laura?
Dean Odell. Remember him? He was on like.
Yeah, Dr. Dean Odell.
He had a weekend show.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to him now. He's living in a camper somewhere.
I don't know. He's working at Walmart because Social Security wasn't cutting it anymore. Yeah. I don't know. But he was talking about how his son and him were talking about sex.
Uh-huh.
And his son was saying something about how this woman was giving him a BJ. And he goes, I was floored. I was like, well, you're not even dating. I mean, you're not serious with this person.
Right.
He goes, well, yeah. And he goes, I didn't know what to say because, like, his son told him he got a BJ before he even had sex. And he's like, when did this happen that
yeah.
BJs were actually, like, just part of making out?
I know.
He goes, when did that happen?
If you listen to Fox and Friends,
yes.
It was because of Planned Parenthood that BJs became popular because rather than giving advice like, you know, like advice like do not have anything until you're married. Planned Parenthood was saying there are options to not getting pregnant, not putting penis inside vagina.
Okay.
There's the options of
stop saying that. Okay, go ahead.
Putting, you know, penises inside mouths.
Mouth.
And that's how Fox would say.
I gotta put this fucking disclaimer in this show. That's gonna be horrible. we're talking real stuff here, people. This is the real truth.
Is this the real truth, Julie?
Yes. Which is the real truth is this, that the world is big and also very confusing and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And I wish there were, you know.
And now that men and women, I guess, get tattoos like on their arms to tell you how far they go. Like it on
Mom,
your arm.
Mom, stop. Don't say another word.
You don't believe me?
I do believe you, but I know where you're going with this.
What?
Well, because you could say this. Well, I go to fourth base. No, you mean how far your hand fits up somebody's wahoo, you know. Yahoo.
What's a wahoo? That's a chocolate soda.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and here's the thing. Like my brother says, you know,
your brother.
He goes, you know, listen. He goes, I, my behavior pretty much stays in the middle of society. But I'm open to people on the outlying ends. And then once in a while, I hear something. I'm going, well, that pushes my boundaries out further. And I get used to it. And I'm like, okay, I can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets pushed out farther. But mm-hmm. I still like to play in the middle. That's kind of how I am. I play in the middle. And then mm-hmm. I go, wait a minute. I mean, you know, there are people out in the world who are just like, I mean, like, I truly thought if you really gave a guy a BJ,
mm-hmm.
you'd on the first date, you'd like literally want to get paid for it.
Yeah.
Because, like, what is the point?
Right.
You know, like, you know,
yeah.
Like, what really? And I'm all for prostitution. I'm like, hey, if you're going to do it,
be a sex worker.
Yes, I'm all for that.
Right.
But to give it away for free just seems like ludicrus.
And for guys to think that it's free is not right.
Yes.
I mean, am I wrong in that?
No, there should be some kind of exchange.
A guy should not feel like a BJ is free.
Well, and here's the other thing. I know this is old fashioned. but listening to Stan Savage, I can hear the pain in some women's voices.
Yeah.
Like, there was one woman that called up, and maybe I listened to him because of that German word again.
Fragenschein.
Whatever. Because I always end up thinking...
Lederhosen.
Yeah. At the end of this show, I always think, my God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that my life is much simpler than this. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know,
thank you, Jesus, for chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, thank you. You know, even though I get them up again, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But yes, that's true. Because, but this woman called up and she said, here's the whole story. I really felt bad for her.
I did too, Joe. I know the story.
Okay. She calls up and she says that this guy that she met on whatever, Tinder, whatever. Mm-hmm. And
Tinder, Grindr.
Whatever. And she said he likes to film women giving him a BJ. And she didn't feel comfortable about that. But so the second day they met, she said no, maybe in the future, but not in the beginning.
She did give him a BJ.
But she didn't agree to have it filmed.
Right.
She agreed to give him a BJ on like the first, second date, but not filmed.
That's the issue right there.
That was the biggest issue. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to be filmed.
I know.
And then, I'm sorry. It wasn't me that wrote this question. Sorry, it wasn't me. It was totally a slip of the tongue. Okay. And then anyway, so then
he brings his phone out.
And brings it and starts recording her.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't
agree to it. Yeah.
And then, but once he brought the phone out, she didn't say no.
Right.
She kept on doing it.
Right.
But then afterwards, she felt really bad about it.
Right.
And started having major regret. Like, no kidding. I would have major regret too. And the bigger part of the whole story is.
Hold on, people. Here, to me, was the crux of the story.
And
this
surprise,
is why she's calling Dan.
Surprise.
Surprise.
He didn't call her back.
No, he got what he wanted.
He's a serial...
BJer.
Receiver.
Of BJs.
And he wants him photographed.
Yeah.
He's got a library. He's got a phone filled with girls giving him BJs.
Yeah.
And him getting really weird angles at it.
At some point, he's going to put it on Pornhub and make a penny off of every
click. I hope not. Every woman should be able to sue him for their penny.
But anyway, here's what Dan said. He goes, here's the problem.
Yes. And it's a big problem.
He goes, it's a problem. He goes, what we would like in the world is for when women say yes, that they say a resounding yes.
Yes.
Like, yes, baby.
Yeah.
But he presumed yes because you didn't say no.
Right.
Now, on the continuum of yes and on the continuum of acceptance, very low on that scale is not saying no.
Right.
All the way up to, yeah, baby.
Yeah. But
she was like, I didn't say no. I'm still doing it. I'm looking up with my big doe eyes into his phone.
Yeah. And can you not tell that I'm not happy about this, but I'm still giving you a, you know.
Yeah.
And this is the problem when you, you're going to have sex with somebody or any kind of sex with somebody with people you don't know.
You don't know.
They have no, you have no responsibility to them and they have no responsibility to you for feelings.
Yeah.
And so your feelings are going to get hurt. And I want to say to this woman, honey, I'm sorry somebody didn't tell you and that your world is now effed up because the men that have been watching porn since 8 years old and they think sex only looks like this now.
Yeah.
And now you have to live up to the fantasy life of a porn star.
Right.
Which they would tell you that's not what their
that's
sex
not
life is
their,
like.
Exactly.
They're not having sex because that's their work.
Exactly.
They're not taking their work home.
Right.
You
exactly.
know? They're done with it. So, I mean, it's just, it makes me so sad and angry and yet I like to listen to it because it makes me feel better when I'm all done.
It's sad for humanity.
It really is.
And also, too, like Dad's been telling me that he's hearing on Bob and Tom that chlamydia and all these sorts of even like... what's the worst one where you're like your nose falls off?
Gonorrhea?
Yeah, maybe. Syphilis.
Oh, syphilis.
That's even on the major increase. And like babies are being born with it.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And you just know that, you know, when you go into Sterling, you know that that's a hotbed.
Yeah. Well, that's true because Doug and I watched last night, yesterday. Great Beatles movie. The only problem I had with it, Doug does not have closed captioning on his TV. He doesn't like, most people don't have closed captioning turned on. In my household, we all do because
but also we don't like to sound loud.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they all had British accents and there were times I missed words and I would have liked to have it spelled out for
me. Like, for example, when you go, Mom, the British go, Mom.
Yeah.
When we go, oh, I got to go to the hospital, they go, hospital.
Right.
They don't say the.
Right. Or university. It's just not go to college.
Are you going to the university? No, I'm going to
university.
University.
Well, and.
And Mom, and are you going to go to the dentist? Hell no.
Right. And then if you're watching, and then if you get to watch the British Baking Contest,
yes,
you get to hear words like, oh, that's a beautiful spotted dick. And I literally heard this guy say.
Spotted dick pudding.
He goes, oh my, he was making a cake and he was supposed to make a cigar, like decoration, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And the words out of his mouth was, oh my God, that looks mostly like a fag's butt than a cigar. And I'm like, what did you just say? Did you just say fag's butt than a cigar? And yet that means cigarette butts, you know?
Yeah.
And like, so like, you're right. I would have liked to have all that stuff negotiated.
Yeah, beforehand.
So I could figure out what they're really talking about.
You would have liked to have had closed captioning.
That was a great fun movie. Afterwards, we watched Jaws on real TV. So we had commercials. And we had a commercial come up for the Sterling Health Department. And we're watching it and it said, chlamydia up, no, gonorrhea up 415% since last year.
Told ya.
Chlamydia up 85% since last year.
Well, yeah, because last year was the bigger year for chlamydia.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And they said, you know.
Paper bags and, up 1,000%.
And Doug goes, what the hell is going on in Sterling, Illinois? I said, they're having anonymous sex parties.
Did you tell him
and
that?
And he goes,
good.
You got to be kidding me. No. I go, no.
No.
I said, aren't you grateful? He goes, damn right I'm grateful.
Why is he grateful?
Yeah, don't worry about that stuff anymore.
Oh.
He has the German word.
Freudensch, Lederhosen.
That's exactly right.
Pippi Longstocking.
Bratwurst. Yes. That's more true.
I love that. Is that a bratwurst in your pocket? Or are you just glad to see me?
Exactly. Okay, so I'm going to apologize for the show today.
Why?
Because it was fun, but I think it could be a little naughty, a little dirty.
That's not us. Is it over with already?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
You can go to our websites.
don't even go there, please.
All right, girlfriend, how was the show?
Hey, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
It was great. It was great.